Keep up to date with all the happenings in the Stardate universe through our Twitter feed and Facebook page. They tell you what to expect in our radio programs and magazine, let you know about important events, and much more. And also, check out our website, stardate.org. We'll see you there. Stardate, August 14th. For a few weeks in the spring of 1764, Charles Messier was a star cluster discovering machine. He found 5 globular clusters in Ophiuchus, the serpent bearer. He cataloged them as Messier 9, 10, 12, 14, and 19. Messier wasn't interested in the clusters or even in the stars. Instead, he was looking for comets. At the time, finding a comet was a way to fame and fortune. Kings offered prizes to those who found comets, and comets were named for their discoverers, a bit of immortality. But Messier and others kept coming across fuzzy objects that resembled comets. Figuring out if they really were comets wasted time, so the French astronomer decided to compile a catalog of these distractions. He logged more than 100 objects. They included star clusters, galaxies, stellar nurseries, and the final gasps of dying stars. Today, Messier's list is the most famous of all astronomical catalogs. The globular clusters all look about the same. They're tight balls of stars. Today, we know that the typical globular contains 100,000 stars or more. And they're among the oldest residents of the Milky Way, more than 10 billion years old. Ophiuchus is a large constellation that stands well up in the southern sky at nightfall. Messier's globulars are scattered across it. They're all visible through binoculars. Just don't mistake them for comets. Our web address is stardate.org. For the University of Texas MacDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.